USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
In the wake of the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan, the International Monetary Fund says it's suspending the country's access to millions in reserve funds. About $450 million was set to be allocated to the country at the end of the month, the move coming after pressure from the Treasury Department. 18 Republican lawmakers sent a letter to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Tuesday asking her to ensure that the Taliban would not be able to tap those IMF funds. And a Tampa area school district has voted to impose a mask mandate after thousands of students and staff were forced to go into quarantine or isolation. 10,384 students and 338 staff of the Hillsborough County School District are in isolation or quarantine because of positive COVID tests or being in close contact, with more than 1,800 COVID cases among that group. The Hillsborough County School Board voted Wednesday to impose a mask mandate for at least 30 days. Parents will be able to opt their children out of the new policy with a doctor's note. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Veterans of the Afghan War are speaking out about the recent recapture of the country by the Taliban. Lance Pry has more.
Veterans of the Afghanistan War react to the complete failure of the American exit strategy. Nick Stoyanovich opens up to CBS News.
A knife stabbing you in the chest. It's like your heart being torn out. I think it's going to be a rough few months for veterans of that war. And I think this has got the potential to not only re-traumatize, but to bring veterans into a dark, hopeless place.
The Taliban takeover potentially puts the country back to being a haven for terrorists. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And cell phone carrier T-Mobile confirmed Wednesday that the personal data of millions of their customers had been stolen in a recent cyber attack. The company says that the data of about 40 million people had been accessed, including names, dates of birth, and social security numbers. T-Mobile saying that account numbers, passwords, and financial information was not part of the data that was accessed. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo lovers, you have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Call right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
President Biden said Wednesday that U.S. troops would stay in Afghanistan until all American citizens in country are evacuated, even if that will take longer than his August 31st deadline. Biden making the statement to NBC News after the American embassy in Kabul said that it could not guarantee safe passage to the Kabul airport. In an alert, the embassy noted that the security situation is changing quickly, even at the airport. Senator Lindsey Graham is laying the current chaos in Afghanistan at the feet of President Biden. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that the way that U.S. troops have been pulled out of the country will raise the chances of another terror attack on the nation.
Now, this is all on President Biden. He took the most dangerous and dishonorable path available. He ignored sound military advice. There is no plan to get U.S. citizens outside of Kabul into Kabul. And once they get to Kabul, there's no plan to make the Taliban to let them through. But here's what I take today from the news conference, that we just issued a death sentence to all those who fought with us in Afghanistan. It is clear to me they're resetting the table here, and they're trying to move the ball and say, we're going to focus on American citizens, and we're going to leave behind the thousands of Afghans who honorably fought along our side. That's what they're saying today. So two things have happened here. One, the chance of another 9/11 is tenfold because of the way Biden has handled this. And the chance of other people helping us in the future after this debacle is almost zero.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.